Hi, this is Steve Chandler, and the name of this audio program is it a dream or a project? It's a very useful question to ask yourself about anything that crosses your mind that you think you want. Is it a dream or a project? Very important question. Now let's begin here. Recently I've been working with a friend of mine on a book that he's writing. He's allowed me to see some of the earlier pages, and one of the things he distinguishes, and his name is Dushan, and Dushan is in Club Fearless and a very brilliant coach. One of the things he distinguishes in the book is the difference between wanting and choosing, and how wanting things is very degrading to a human being after a while. A human being who walks around with her head full or his head full of all the things I want. Oh, I want this, I don't have it. I want a nice second home, I don't have it. I want this and I want that. That person after a while is degraded. It's very demeaning to live a life in which you've got all these things you want, but you don't have it, because that creates the atmosphere, the mental climate, of really lacking. I lack so much that I really want. There's so much I want that I don't have. That's very degrading to a human being. Now, an alternative to that mindset is a mindset of choosing, which is an action thought. That's the opposite of wanting. That's actually choosing to engage. I remember once, it was about a year ago, I had a mastermind meeting going on. It was very exciting because we had Lindsey Brady in the meeting, and he was demonstrating various hypnotherapy techniques that he uses with his clients. And finally, he walked around the room, and people had a lot of questions for him because he's got such a deep understanding of how the brain works and how the human mind works and how people get what they want. But one person was struggling with his life, and he didn't know what to do with his life, and he didn't know whether he wanted this more than he wanted that or what his purpose was. And he raised his hand and he said to Lindsey, I don't know, I'm having a hard time. I think I want this, but then on the other hand, part of me wants that. And I might do this, but I might do that. If I didn't do this, I'd do that, but I don't know if I should do this. And finally, Lindsey just stopped him and he said, choose. That was all he said, one word. It was so brilliant because I could see the face of the young man. I could see it first kind of be shocked and then sort of light up like, well, yes, of course, that's it, isn't it? I'll just choose. And there's a really big difference in life between wanting. I want this, I want that. I want her to be more like this. I want my kids to have that. I want. And choosing. And choosing what to do, choosing what action to take, choosing what communication to make, choosing what project to engage in. That's so much more exciting and so much more active and so much more heroic as a human being. We are the heroes of our own lives. That's something that John Barth said, a beautiful quote. We are the heroes of our own lives, and we have to be. And because we are that, it is so much more fulfilling and exciting to have this adventure be one of choosing. Simply choose. What would you like to do? Choose it, do it, instead of all this wanting. So that brings us to the heart of this. And for this, I'm indebted to another Club Fearless member by the name of Rob Owen. Rob Owen is also finishing up a really powerful book that he's writing, and he's allowed me to take peeks into it. And one of the things he has going on inside that is something that is really very powerful, and that is the difference between a dream and a project. Rob is vice president of IT for a really big high-tech company, real powerful company worldwide, and he has a tremendous history of succeeding at managing projects. He knows how to set a vague longing, a yearning, an objective, undefined, how to make it into a project so it can be managed and measured and the result can be created. It's really a beautiful process. But it's not just for IT departments or huge worldwide global corporations. It's really for individuals all of us can convert a dream into a project. And when we do it, life gets exciting. If it remains a dream, when I talk to clients, for example, who have things that remain a dream, and they've been a dream for a long time, it's always been my dream to sing opera, or it's always been my dream to play the piano. It's always been my dream to own my own business, or it's always been my dream. This has been a dream of mine for a long, long time. Well, that gets kind of pathetic after a while. Really, it's really not a lot of fun to sit in the presence of someone who has this bucket list or laundry list of unfulfilled wishes and dreams, a journal of disappointments, a long log of unfulfilled longings. I mean, this really isn't fun to be around. Come on, let's just do it. What is your dream? Tell me what it is, and let's cross the word dream out immediately. That's Goofy, that's Walt Disney, that's all kinds of childhood stuff. Let's convert it into a project. And now that we have it as a project, you've chosen it, you're engaged with it, you're working on it. So the beautiful thing about converting your dream into a project is instead of pining away, instead of spinning around your bedpost at night like Julie Andrews singing about the captain that you're dreaming about, you instead have a project you're working on. So the question is now, what are you working on right now that excites you? Instead of, what do you dream of that would carry you away from this dreary task-oriented existence of yours? See, the dreaming thing is really not a lot of fun, not if we don't convert it. So let's convert a dream. Let's really see the difference between a dream and a project, because a project is something you're working on. You've got it written out. You've got milestones. You've got watermarks. You've got benchmarks. You've got all kinds of things written out. You've got things taped to your wall, to your door. You've got numbers up there. You've got calendars, and you've got dates circled about when you're going to do this and when you're going to have that done. And it's such an exciting thing to be inside a project and working on it and connecting with other people and letting them assist you and having this project actually bring a former dream into reality. That's one of the most fun things in life. So the question becomes, are you going to let it remain a dream? In which case, it just stays in the mind and the heart as more unfulfilled stuff. Or is it going to become alive and interactive, an actual project that I'm working on, something I'm now working on and working in? That's the most exciting thing of all. And anyone can do it. Take that dream, put it on a piece of paper, bring your coach in, bring your partner in, somebody else, confirm for you and someone else, this is now a project, I'm starting tomorrow. Now, right now, I'd like to read a quote from George Bernard Shaw. And some of you have heard this quote before, maybe all of you have. But this time, listen to it with new ears. Listen to it in the context of what we've been saying about wanting, which is degrading to a human being, versus choosing, which is empowering to a human being, and the context of the dream, which kind of drifts around and leaves me feeling unfulfilled, or the project, which gives me something to work on that's exciting. Listen to this quote from George Bernard Shaw, the great playwright, and listen in the context of those two concepts. He said this, quote, "This is the true joy in life, being used for a purpose recognized by yourself as a mighty one, being a force of nature instead of a feverish, selfish little clod of ailments and grievances, complaining that the world will not devote itself to making you happy. I am of the opinion that my life belongs to the whole community, and as long as I live, it is my privilege to do for it whatever I can. I want to be thoroughly used up when I die, for the harder I work, the more I live. I rejoice in life for its own sake. Life is no brief candle to me. It is a sort of splendid torch which I have got hold of for the moment, and I want to make it burn as brightly as possible before handing it on to future generations." End quote. One of the things I do in my owner-victim seminars is distinguish the difference between the way an owner thinks and a victim thinks. And an owner is an owner of life. The same standpoint that George Bernard Shaw used in that quote we just read. That's ownership. That's owning my own spirit. That's owning my own adventure in life, becoming the hero of my own life's story. That's owning my life. The other alternative is to be a victim and to wake up a victim of circumstance and to simply report on what's going on and to describe life and to be afraid of it. Now, one of the things I distinguish is the very strong difference between what owners think like and what victims think like, and how it's always a choice, and everybody has the freedom of choice. It's not about some kind of permanent personality that's in your DNA. You have a choice in every moment to take an ownership mindset, which gets results and produces happiness and fulfillment and satisfaction, or to take the victim position that makes other people wrong, makes circumstances look frightening, and leads to passivity and very little accomplishment in life. Now, on the victim side, I go up to the whiteboard or the flip chart and I write the words wishing and hoping, because that's really what victims use their brains to do a great deal of the time. You talk to a victim who's a client of yours or a friend or a family member, and they'll report to you all the things they're wishing for. I wish this would happen. I wish that were different. I wish we had a different president, or I wish Congress would do this, or I wish my ex-husband would be more like that. And it's all wishing. Well, I hope that doesn't happen, and I hope this happens. And wishing and hoping, you can see after a while, nothing will occur. This human being that's using its beautiful biocomputer for wishing and hoping will never really produce or create anything, because you can't from that position. It's impossible. It just stresses the lack, and it just makes the whole world wrong. Now, if I want to shift and do a complete mind shift over to taking ownership, what I do instead of wishing and hoping is planning. Okay, if I would rather have this, what's my plan for it? Give me a piece of paper, or let me sit down at the computer and let me type out a plan and let me follow my own plan. Because planning is what the mind of the owner does. Wishing and hoping is victim activity, and it pulls a person down, puts them in a low mood, and has them not achieve the things they're capable of achieving. One of the beautiful sentiments that came out of the movie Pinocchio and the story of Pinocchio, the Walt Disney version anyway, was the song, "A dream is a wish your heart makes." And I think that's really true. Even Freud said it was true later with all his psychological studies. A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. See, that's the whole line, when you're fast asleep. So when you're asleep and you're dead to the world and your subconscious mind is just drifting through the universe, dreams occur, and they're so beautiful and they're a wonderful thing. Now, keep in mind that they occur when you're fast asleep. Now, if I wake up and I'm physically awake and I start dreaming again, now I'm daydreaming. So I'm still, in a way, fast asleep. When I'm asleep to my opportunities in the world and to what's going on, I can't really bring this dream into reality. Not until I convert it into a project. So please, list your dreams. Have them be something you can write down. But pick one. Choose and convert it into a project. And learn a little bit about project management. Learn about milestones. Learn about calendars. Learn about blocking really good time out of your calendar to have this project completed. And it'll be so much fun in life. The clients that I work with who convert dreams to projects and really take it on as a project are startled. They're very surprised that they can really have things in the world, make things come true, have things be a reality that they thought was way beyond them. They thought it was for the gifted or for the special circumstance people or the people who had so many friends. It's really not. It's for people who are willing to convert a dream into a project and then go to work on that project.